The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
There we go! There's the mark of the year!
Joining me now in the studio, Channel 7 Sport, Mark Reddings. G'day, Skeet.
Hello, Ben. Those numbers in New South Wales from a sporting perspective, just in brief, means, I think, more likely than not that the NRL season's going to stay outside of that state for the rest of the 2021 season, and also the AFL having to juggle around with Greater Western Sydney and the Sydney Swans. So that's all in the melting pot. But yeah, we've got, of course, a huge Let's Go Tokyo podcast coming up at midday, but we'll just briefly tease on what we're going to talk about. And obviously the swimming's going to be such an exciting part of today with Ariana Titmus v. Katy Ledecky, and will the Queen Ledecky be dethroned by the Aussie, and can we build on our one goal? That's all to be revealed in the next few hours.
What was your highlight of the opening weekend?
Well, the relay, the gold.
I mean, it's pretty special, wasn't it? Even though it was the most obvious, it was foregone conclusion.
You can talk about every other nuance in Tokyo, but it, from an Australian perspective, world record, three consecutive Olympic golds. Fantastic performance. But yeah, that again, we'll certainly expand on that later on in the podcast. But yeah, that was a magic moment over there in Tokyo.
And of the sports that you don't normally watch week in, week out, any take your fancy?
Well, I've never skateboarded in my life, I'll be honest with you. But that actually had a bit of quirkiness about it. Now, I must admit, I'm not big on 3-on-3 basketball at the Olympics. I don't think it belongs there. Yeah. That's my personal opinion, because I think you've got your basketball there anyway. And that, again, for some is debatable with regards to what's transpired with the professionals coming in and non-professionals. So all that is in the melting pot. Yeah, the skateboarding, I thought, for what it's worth, was worthy of enjoyment. And you know what? Admiration of these athletes that I didn't quite have.
Skills that you look at it and you go, do you know what? I could never do that.
No, in a million years.
So 3-on-3 basketball. I was so looking forward to 3-on-3 basketball. I have to admit, a little bit disappointed, I think, by the spectacle. And they use a smaller basketball, which is weird in itself. And I reckon that impacts their shooting. Like, the shooting was, for some countries, really pretty average, to be honest with you. And they said in the commentary that they use a smaller ball to, I guess, improve ball handling. But it's fixing a problem that doesn't exist. Who has ever watched professional basketball and thought, oh, geez, if only the ball handling was a bit better? It's not a problem.
I'll tell you what, in brief, before we move on to footy, the ball handling for the United States, the dream team, that's an issue. They've been beaten.
Goodness. Did you watch that last night?
They've been beaten in the warm-up matches when you go, well, that's fair enough. They're just getting themselves
just a
in
bit
the
of a
groove.
Tune-up.
But beaten last night.
They looked very average.
France, Kevin Durant, Damien Lillard, some of the big names, they have got, it's a defeat. It's not the end of the world. But anyway, we will certainly.
Well, first time they've lost since 2004.
True, yes. It's not the end of the tournament, obviously. No. But it's a little wake-up call that they are gettable.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think the basketball competition is going to be very close this year. You'd expect the Dream Team to have that extra gear that maybe we didn't see last night. But, geez, as you say, a wake-up call.
Absolutely. Now, we expect them to finish on the podium, but unfortunately the Fremantle Dockers aren't going to finish anywhere on the podium in 2021.
I didn't watch 1 minute of footy this weekend, so I have no idea what happened. I was only Olympics focused.
Yeah, well, we were complete opposite, because my footy background meant I was doing a lot more football than Olympics. But I can tell you the Dockers yesterday, look, they're still only just outside the eight, but they've got so many banged up bodies. Nat Fyfe set to undergo surgery on his dislocated shoulder.
He's done, right? He's done for the year.
I think it's time to look after his welfare as much as anything. Forget the finals. If they get there, great. If not, then they know they've got a bloke that's going to be fit for next season. So, interesting incident yesterday, which the shoulder popped again. It's been a problem for a while now, and he was playing in pain. Michael Walters sidelined with a hamstring injury. He might not play again this season, particularly if the Dockers are out of finals contention. So those two players going down did not help their cause. They're up by 17 points against the Sydney Swans on the Gold Coast in David Mundy's 350th. That didn't score after those two injuries. That didn't score for a quarter and a half, essentially. Mm. So Fremantle really fell away, beaten by 40 points. And the most damning stat from that game, I reckon, was Fremantle inside 50 tackle count was 2. So the forward pressure
for the whole game.
The forward pressure was
non-existent.
Absolutely abominable. It was terrible.
Wow.
So you can make excuses about losing players, but that was a poor performance. Against a good side, mind you, Fremantle, unfortunately, it's 2022, start preparing. Different story for the Eagles. I was there on Saturday, enjoyed the game, Great game of footy, in fact. St Kilda looked gone a couple of times, and the Eagles' midfield started to get a bit more footy involved. So Elliot Yeo, Dom Sheed, Tim Kelly, all getting rolling and playing the sort of footy that we hope they will. That being said, the standout, a guy called Max King, who plays for St Kilda. He kicked 6 goals. He was extraordinary. He kept his side in the game along with Zach Jones. But watching a young forward like him, a bit like Aaron Norton and those around the competition, who take the spectacular marks, kick the big goals, that gives St Kilda supporters a very big level of excitement with regards to what's coming in the next decade from this young man. So without him, the Saints would have been beaten conventionally. What does it mean for the Eagles? Not sure.
Exactly right, because it's their status as contenders this year has, I guess, been a massive question mark against that over the past few weeks. Some big losses, some wins that were maybe not as strong as people expected. This one, what can you take away from it?
Well, they've beaten Adelaide and St Kilda. Both clubs aren't going to play finals this year, but you're still going to beat them. And they did that. They lost to North Melbourne, who their form has improved significantly. What it does mean, I think they're making up the numbers still, but they're in seventh position. What you do have to bear in mind, Ben, in brief, is that although Victoria, we think, is coming out of lockdown, and they'll probably play finals, at least in Victoria and Queensland, if, for instance, there was a cause to play some finals in Perth, West Coast Eagles become a more dangerous
Say if they meet up against Sydney in the finals, Sydney probably not going to be able to play a home game.
But they won't play it here if it's Sydney's home final, if you know what I mean.
They'll play it anywhere else.
They'll play Geelong if they can. Yeah. So the Eagles, let's be honest, they're the bottom half of the eight. We saw the premiership favourites in action yesterday in Geelong. They were terrific against Richmond. They're a very good side. At this stage, despite the fact that the Bulldogs beat Melbourne to grab top spot, Geelong is the team for me that looks really
good. With a bit of momentum going?
Absolutely. So we're approaching the pointy end. We're round 20. They're still trying to formulate, because of the borders and the corridors and the quarantine, etc., how to get through this, because Richmond's arrived here. They're in quarantine. The Dockers have returned home from the Gold Coast. They're in quarantine. They are just trying to piece this next few weeks together to get to the finals. The AFL deserves massive credit for somehow engineering this, albeit
They owe Dan Andrews a big pat on the back. If he can get that Victorian outbreak under control and open up restrictions again just in time for footy finals, it's a massive, massive achievement.
Absolutely. New South Wales, it's a horror show.
Yeah.
But in Victoria, talk about turning the tables one state to another, that is looking a little bit more optimistic from an AFL perspective. So that being said, have to mention a fantastic golfing achievement. We know that Minji Lee has just won her first ever major over there.
Yeah, amazing.
Fantastic. Her brother did it a couple of weeks ago, but didn't win a major. So Minji Lee, Richie Smith is her coach, local WA coach. He must be so proud of what he's done. And the family obviously live, breathe, and eat golf, and that's what the family's done. The brother and sister, I'm not sure who gets first dibs at the dinner table when they come home now, but maybe Minji, because she's won that major over there in France.
Exactly.
That's a fantastic effort. So,
is she going to the Olympics?
She's heading off to Tokyo. Yep. Yeah, so talk about getting the skates on.
Pretty good form.
Absolutely, good form. Mind you, Ash Barty was in pretty good form when she arrived in Tokyo. She's gauncey. So is Steph Gilmore.
Yeah, did you watch any of that Ash Barty game?
No, I didn't.
See, I did. Like, I started watching the first set, and it maybe got to 4-5-3, I think, to the challenger, and I just knew. Like, Barty was so off the boil that I changed to a different sport at that point. Like, you just got the feeling after the high of Wimbledon, it was just one of those days. She was just having a bad day. She's obviously a champion, absolute champion, but, you know, she unforced errors, putting the ball into the net, serving wasn't working for her. It was all coming unstuck.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Hard to watch.
In the vagaries of tennis with regards to you have a bad match, you're gone. At least with basketball and other competitions at the Olympics, you get a chance to reload. Ollie Roux in that position. Matilda's in the same role after losing the weekend.
You reckon they'll give Sam Kerr a chance to kick another penalty?
Oh, of course they will. Jeez, you're a heart. You jump off. They've got the USA next. But I'm not going to waste talking too much about the Olympics, because Let's Go Tokyo, our production team, a huge team of one, is at the back doing all the...
Yeah, exactly. Let's not waste all the good stuff on Westlife. Thanks for nothing, Skeet.
No, but we're just building. I'm just going to go back and mentally prepare for what should be a fantastic episode. So much to get through. And by the time we get to that, we may have a couple of Olympic gold medals in the suitcase as well.
Mate, fantastic. I hope to see that. All right, Skeet, we'll talk to you a bit later on today. Thanks for being on the Westlife.
Thanks, Ben.